There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Once again, this is not Resurrect the Democracy. This is Resurrect the Republic. I want to thank Gary Blackwell in Michigan for joining us, Tom in Utah. We also have Daniel Leach and all his friends and subscribers listening from Studio 1776 and Single Parents Helping singleparents.org. What a great organization, Single Parents Helping singleparents.org. It's a non-paid, you know, unfunded, strictly Daniel trying to help people who are single parents like himself. So, on that note, I wanted to say, I really like Gary's saying about sick soil makes sick plants, which makes sick animals, and of course you make sick people. Also, the opposite of that would be healthy soil makes healthy plants, makes healthy people, or help healthy animals and then healthy people, depending on whether you consume meat or not. And on that note, Daniel Leach, are you with us? I wanted you to introduce yourself, if you could, and then we'll get back to Tom and some of his comments. Dan, are you with us?
Yeah, Eric, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Daniel. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for broadcasting to as many people as you possibly can to get these good words of truth out there. How are you tonight? Tell us about what you do with Single Parents.
Well, at Single Parents, Helping Single Parents, or FPHSP.org, which is a short version to type in your browser. Basically, Single Parents Helping Single Parents was an organization that I started. There's an old saying, it's a quote. I'm not sure who it is off the top of my head. I believe it was Einstein. Anyways, he said the mother of invention is necessity. Yeah, I believe that was Albert Einstein. Anyways, out of my troubled life as a single parent, which I'm sure many people can relate to, I came up with the idea of finding other single parents that we could work together and come up with different solutions for single parenting, such as, say, if you have kids and you're on a short budget, you could swap clothing, certain other products like food, I mean, babysitting time, ride shares, all different sorts of things for single parents. And it really has been a great experience. It started out in Rochester, New York, where I originally was located, but I have since moved to North Dakota and for a better economic prosperity for my life and my family. And thank God that's worked out. But it started in Rochester, New York, and we have two different organizations in one. We have Single Parents Helping Single Parents. We also have a Single Mothers Helping Single Mothers organization. And the reason I separated those is to give the mothers their own private group without the, how would you say, the, there's a lot of stuff
without all the guys, without all the guys hitting on them.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So we made a separate organization, and both organizations are growing. The Single Moms group is also growing as well. In Rochester, New York, where we originally started out, we have close to 2,500 members just in Rochester, New York alone. And on our total global network, which is growing about 1,000 people per week, we've got approximately about 45,000 to 50,000 members, subscribers right now. And it's going to take a lifetime to build each particular group in each major city in every country in the world, but that's what the mission I believe the Lord has called me to do, and you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm enjoying the ability to use this network to help a lot of people. I'm doing as much as I can as a patriot to try to organize and educate people according to the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And I also use it as a platform for biblical teaching as well. So, you know, there's a lot of angles that this platform has allowed me to, well, I'd say God has allowed me to use as a platform to reach people and to help people, obviously. So,
wow, what great balance. Yep.
So that's what we've been doing. I'm currently, I have just about every state in the United States has a page on our Facebook group as well as on our website. We are expanding into social media as far as Facebook, Twitter. We're going to be doing informative videos, doing educational videos as well. And doing a lot of different interviews with other organizations that are geared towards families in relationship to whether a health, holistic, basically body, mind, and soul kind of information. So, but yeah, that's what we're doing over here at the Single Parents. And you know, it's been great, Eric, working with you as well, with the Courtroom Watch and Studio 1776. We have a lot of things going on between our organizations, and it's wonderful knowing that with the what we're doing here, we're going to be reaching a wide variety of people and subjects. And unlike the mainstream media, where it's basically got a lot of propaganda and a lot of misinformation, what we're doing is we're going deep into the details of a lot of things that are being hidden from mainstream media through the health and, you know, the holistic approach to, like you guys are talking about the vaccines tonight, you know, that's a very big topic in single parents, helping single parents. And there's been a lot of information that's been coming out lately, and we've been posting that to our subscribers, and it's really got a lot of attention within our group. So, you know, when you're dealing with the vaccine issue on your radio program here, that hits the heart of my organization. And so this discussion tonight will definitely be heard by our subscribers, and we definitely appreciate that you guys are talking about this and explaining in great detail. It's pretty amazing, to say the least. So, anyways, I'll give it back to you, Eric.
Daniel, thank you so much for being with us. What a fantastic series of operations you have there, all of them charity. Daniel doesn't get paid to do this, people. So please check out Single Parents, helpingsingleparents.org. That's an awesome description, Daniel, and 1,000 people a week. That's quite I mean, man, that's big time growth. So I can, you know, congratulations on putting something together that people are really interested in, and it's really helping people. It's just, it's so helpful to people who are, you know, getting in a sometimes desperate situation of being a single parent and all the issues that go along with running kind of two families at once almost, because it's a lot of times it's shared custody and things like that. So nice work, Daniel. And with that, so Tom, you can hear the single parents, they really want to know the lowdown on the vaccine. So, you know, let's, any tangents we go off on, let's try to keep them within the realm of the vaccine issue. You got till the rest of the show if you need it. It's almost an hour. So, you know, give us some, you know, get to the vaccines and tell us whatever, however you want to put it to us. You've been doing a great job so far, Tom, and we appreciate you being here.
Well, since he's got the single parents, I do want to do a tangent for a second. Well, more than a second. You know, what I've been laboring on currently is the poisoning of 34 million. And because of the economic disadvantages of a single parent, there's an inordinate high percentage of the individuals that I've been doing battle for among that 34 million that are single parents, especially single moms, because they don't have the resources and they end up living in the lowest, you know, the least expensive housing that they can find. And I have 34 million people, generally, of struggled economics, living in manufactured mobile homes. The sad thing, the issue that brought me into this knowledge was a young family struggling whose baby nearly was lost. And I know since then I've had half a dozen families, at least here locally, and a couple of more out through the United States contact me, especially single-parent families, where they've been threatened by DCFS or Child Protective Services, and they've been accused of abuse and neglect. And by the way, single parents and homeschooling and natural living people are automatic targets of Child Protective Services, especially if they don't vaccinate as well. And they are the prime targets because they're so vulnerable for the criminal acts that were put in place by the National Child Welfare Act of 1993, then enhanced in 1997, and that was Hillary Clinton's little gift to the, quote, great society, or to the, it takes a village to raise a child, and that village, of course, is Washington, D.C. So single parents are more vulnerable than most other populations. So I'm hoping that your group takes a look at the website I have up on gassingamerica.com. It connects
I want to repeat that slower. It's Gassing America, G-A-S-S-I-N-G, Gassing America. You'll if you can get to the website, you'll see what it is. If you don't have a computer, go down to your library. Even the small town libraries have computers now. I know, I go use one. And so, you know, if you can just get to the library, you can go on the computer and go to gassingamerica.org or .com. I think he has both domains, but try both. And you'll
.com and .us.
Okay, very good. But .dot what?
.com and .us. I may have the .org, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's try gassingamerica.com or .us. And people go there and read up on what's going on with the manufactured homes. And basically, the long and short is the recirculation of toxic gases emitted by furnaces and sucked right back in through intake holes that are right next to the outtake. It's like going and sitting next to a car exhaust and breathing. So that's the long and short of it, but you need to go there and research it, people, if you have a manufactured home. So, Tom, with that, let's shift over to the vaccines because that's a big issue. Tell us what your background is, and let's get right into what the big problem is with the vaccines, and you know what to... So I'll turn it over to you, Tom.
Well, sorry to disappoint you for the moment, but this gassingamerica.com website is based upon a homeschooling, natural medicine, vegan family. And the single-parent families are added to that because a lot of them, like your group, as you've indicated, our natural medicine, contrary to the vaccines, and probably many of them are homeschooling. So please be aware of the criminal acts, the perverse incentive. Medicine, and by the way, medicine is in the middle of it. When you have a child that is beginning to fail in one of these toxic homes, parents are accused of abuse and neglect, and medicine goes along with it because it provides a grand opportunity to profiteer on the misery or death of a child and a family along with them. And
the witch's court almost always goes along with the medical field's, corruption, and so you have that final enforcement mechanism. That's why I'm so big on the courtroom observation or the courtroom watch, because that's where the final, kind of enforcement mechanism is for the medical in tyranny and the medical industrial complex. So, Tom, if there's nothing else you'd like to say on that, let's get into the vaccines, because I think that's really what they want to hear about.
Okay, but by the way, just so you know the legitimacy of the issue, I was able to get the CDC through the women that I have been friends with half a century. They validated those findings, and then, of course, the GAO. But the other thing I wanted you to see on that website is a curious newspaper article put together by a friend of mine whose husband was supposed to be a friend of mine. The newspaper article that's linked in there is from the Deseret News, and the author of it is Elaine Jarvik. Remember the old Jarvik heart, the artificial heart?
Oh, sure. Well,
I was involved in that project, and Elaine, the wife of Robert Jarvik, who was a fraudulent doctor anyway, she became my friend, and she literally put her career on the line and ended up being, quote, retired early after she bravely put this article out into the most published newspaper in the Great Basin of the West. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you families that are single, you've got to read that. You're going to have friends that are in the same risk as this family was. By the way,
the same
family refused to vaccinate their children, so they were really targeted by DCFS and the Hillary Clinton cabal. Okay, now back to the vaccines. Are you going to be happy now, Eric?
You circled right around to what we're all waiting for. But I'm glad you brought up the gassing America. People need to research that. And so, about the vaccines. So tell us, why would they want to force us to take something so toxic, and why are they toxic?
I hate to sound like a kook, and I've been called that by a couple of other people on this network.
Not me.
Yeah, it was really fun. There is such a perfect link, or such a insidious link, between diet and vaccines. And as I began in the previous segment, I was trying to tell you that your body was created in a garden, and all of the nourishment or nutrients that your body requires. And I was grateful for his I forgot his name already. That my friend from Michigan, and I got to find out if he's close to Rodney, Michigan, too. Because my daughter needs organic.
Sure, that's Gary.
Gary, I need to know if you're close to Rodney, Michigan. You know what? See if you can find out where that is. That's my daughter's home right now.
Rodney, Rodney.
That's right.
I'll look it up on the map. I'm in Athama, Michigan. Is she in the Lower Peninsula?
She's about 9 or 10 miles east of, Grand Rapids, but Big Rapids.
Okay.
Grand Rapids.
On the other side. I'm on the Lake Huron side, about 10 miles from Lake Huron. Yeah, up in the Thumb. We're north of Detroit, 100 miles.
Well, then you just load up a semi truck every once a month, and you just head to Rodney, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll look her up.
Yeah, get in touch with me. My phone number is on the website, gassingamerica.com. And by the way, I got to tell everybody, since I'm visually challenged because of my dear friends in Washington, D.C. that didn't like me there, I have an email address or, you can text me, but I can't read it. I can't read the email. So please, if you want to contact me, don't hesitate to call me. I am so honored when people call me and ask me questions, even if they want to argue with me. And I'm talking about Wes. I want him to call me because there's a little...
Don't take up all your day with... No, I'm not going to let you do that. Don't take up your whole day with Wes. We need you getting the information out rather than bogged down in an argument with him.
As much fun as it was last night,
let's not have a repeat of that on the air. Tom, we could be happy to post your number up. And people, if they want to speak with Tom, you know, personally, this is what Tom does. He's passionate about his activism, and he takes phone calls. And he's not afraid to debate with people. So, boy, if you can deal with that,
I've debated with the best, and I love it because the truth always prevails. The truth prevails.
Like Lori said, we want to get as close to the facts as we can. You looked through the microscope. What did you see when you looked through the microscope in your vaccine research?
I saw monsters wanting to eat you.
May I, Eric? I wanted to ask that question. You asked me to bring it up about the scarlet fever, that we have cases of scarlet fever up here in Ottumwa, Michigan, and... You asked me to bring that up tonight for Tom.
Do you know the name of the organism that causes scarlet fever?
No, sir, I don't.
You don't want to know?
Yes, sir.
Scarlet fever, I'm just going to be very simple, is an animal disease. And when your immune system is not prepared for a virulent strain, and you get to enjoy that fever. Scarlet fever is a common organism out there in the environment. Periodically, through the mutations of the organisms, and they cycle through mutations, there ends up showing up a virulent strain. You cannot get scarlet fever from any of that organic produce or even the inorganic produce that you produce on any farm. Scarlet fever, like all of the other human diseases, requires an animal host. So if you don't want scarlet fever, don't wrap your lips around the chicken, egg, or the cow, or its milk, or its tissues. So if you don't like scarlet fever, don't drink milk.
Pasteurization doesn't kill it?
Pasteurization does not. Okay, just briefly, I got to explain this, and this is basis for vaccines, come on, to tie in. When you pasteurize milk, all you're trying to do is keep that milk from turning into cottage cheese in the gallon jug or quart jug in the store. So what you're doing by pasteurizing it, you're not killing all the bacteria. Pasteurization, in the old days, it was 160 degrees for about 15 or 20 minutes. Now we do it flash pasteurization. We heat that milk to 195 degrees. That's still not boiling, is it? 195 degrees, and in flash pasteurization, that milk is passed through two stainless steel plates that are no more than a razor blade thickness apart. And the milk is pushed through that space, and the transit time through that space is 1/4 of a second. So the milk is heated to 195 degrees for 1/4 of a second. Then it's immediately cooled down to 40 degrees or lower. And the virulent bacteria, or should I say the thermoduric, that means temperature durable bacteria, survive. The thermophilic bacteria, happened to be Lactobacillus acidophilus bulgarius and the other group of friendly flora, as we call them. So when you buy pasteurized milk, you're buying milk that is actually worse for you because it doesn't contain the friendly flora or the probiotics, right?
Right.
But the staph, the strep, the listeria, the candida albicans, which is now, that's a fungus rather than a bacteria, and the viruses, most of the viruses scoot through that process without any problem. That's why in my dairy, and by the way, I provided organic milk in an organic dairy, raw milk, and I had to have my milk tested all the time, and I always had a report of at least a sufficient number of organisms in each of the categories. It would bother you unless you just kind of closed your eyes to it and relied on your immune system to take care of them. But every milk on the shelf in the grocery store, it's been pasteurized but never sterilized.
Good.
And the bacteria that make it through the pasteurization are the most dangerous. But the only reason you don't die from that is because you've been vaccinated or immunized the natural way, so your immune system has to do the battle. And, of course, as we discussed the other day, 75 to 90...
Did we just lose somebody, Mike? Tom, are you with us? Sorry, we had a little noise there. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, you've been told that 75 to 90% of your immune system is activities in your intestinal tract. Well, that is really kind of stupid allocation of your immune system energy. But that's because we eat these foods that are not safe. They're not pure like the garden foods. So, scarlet fever, smallpox, we did a little debate on cowpox the other day. Strep, staph, listeria, all of these diseases come from the animals and make it through your immune defense in the body if you get sick and they're in your system. But here's the best deal. If you don't want the diseases, take the counsel of God to Adam and Eve. And the only time you should eat an animal, quite frankly, is if you have nothing else to sustain yourself or your family with. I mean, God doesn't want you to die. He doesn't want the Eskimos to die. But here's a better deal for the Eskimos. Get out of Alaska. Get down where there's fresh produce and vegetables, the things in the garden.
Yeah, hold that thought, Tom. We'll be right back with more thoughts on this. With Tom, Gary, Daniel, and Eric the Freedom Screamer, thank you for listening. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay with us. This is Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy? more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. We appreciate you joining us tonight. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm with Gary Blackwell. I'm with Daniel Leach. I'm with Tom Rogers. Tom, so we talked about diet and natural immunity. And I think most people with common sense would agree that, you know, it makes perfect sense, even if you're not a scientist. Hearing it from a scientist such as yourself really, you know, firms up the support for the knowledge that it is factual, because you have looked at these things under pathogens under a microscope, that it is the natural, stimulating your natural immunity so you build up natural antibodies and the natural immunities to diseases that you may come in contact with through animals later in life. You had me thinking our conversations over the last few days reminded me of a place we used to go to. It was a farm that was like a petting zoo. And when I was very young, and we got to pet them, you know, the horses and the donkeys and the animals that were friendly enough to come in contact with, and the other ones were running around nearby, and that's probably what helped fortify the immune system for later in life. But let's get into, why do you think why is it not necessary to get your immunizations from a needle, and what is in the needle that you consider to be the toxic part of the whole formula?
Well, first of all, the first choice you should make so that you don't have to have the vaccine or the needle is don't wrap your lips around the infectious material. There is no such infectious material coming out of the garden. Like the news has told you, they've had They claim they've had E. coli coming from spinach or sprouts. That's all hogwash. I was going to say BS again, but a friend complained to me about that one. But you've been lied to, and they tell you that your infection is coming from the vegetables. You got to wash your vegetables. You know, you wash all of the vitamin B12 right off of them. By the way, let me just touch briefly that vitamin B12 issue. Everybody's been led to believe that vitamin B12 is only accessible for you by eating an animal. Well, just like that K2 from the duck's liver, God in his wisdom provided a way for you to get the B12. Now, the duck's liver, neither your liver, needs to produce B12 because it's produced outside your body and in the garden, not by the plants. But there's a whole group of bacteria that are totally different from the bacteria that cause disease in you. We call them the cyanobacteria. Those are the plant bacteria. They live in the sunlight. They love oxygen. These bacteria live on the surfaces of the plants. They live in the soil. And they produce a waste material in which God said, well, I'm not going to waste this waste material. I'm going to utilize it in the human chemistry. That waste material from the bacteria is vitamin B12. So here's a little trick. If you want vitamin B12, breathe real deep. And the reason I teasingly say that is because this organism floats on the air in the wind, and it's moved from tree to tree to tree, to plant, to soil to soil. And vitamin B12 exists everywhere in nature because it is the poop, if you'll excuse my expression, of the cyanocobalamin bacteria.
Yep.
So you don't need an injection of it. You don't need a pill of it. You don't need to eat an animal who simply collected it from the environment. You just need to eat it the same way the animal eats or gets it. That's from the
And I'm glad you're getting into solutions, kind of preemptive fortification of A, fortifying your immune system, and B, not taking the pathogens into your body. Now, it leads to I think where people are right now is where we agree it's common sense. The people that believe in the Creator believe the body is perfect and we can get everything from the plant kingdom if we can get the complete diet, and we can obtain that. Now, what happens when it comes to the strong arm intimidation? Because that's really, I don't think people really, most people don't want to take, they're either convinced through misinformation, or there many people are intimidated and strong-armed into it by the government through the schools, and now in California they have legislation mandating, you know, the actual needle vaccination. So what are your concerns about that?
Well, over here in our area, in our media, there's a advertisement that comes on every couple of hours. Vaccinate by two, it's up to you. The governor's wife is on the TV pushing vaccines. And that just makes me crawl, because in the vaccines, let's go to where you want me to go. In the vaccines, the one item or the one component that nobody is really educated on is the animal tissue. You talk about the squalene and the mercury, and of course that contributes to autism and many other, eminent expressions or quick expressions of the toxins. But the latent, long-term expressions from the vaccine are caused by the animal tissue that is the media that carries the organisms into your body. In other words, in our laboratories, we culture, find an animal with something like, cowpox, and then we take that cowpox, the sample, put it in a big vat, blend it up with slaughterhouse waste from the animal which we extracted that, which is the cow. We grow these organisms on that media, and then in the end, of course, we're going to have other contaminants along with it, but we need to actually moderate that batch of pus. How about that? Are you ready for that one?
Yeah.
Grow, it's simply slaughterhouse waste that we use to culture these organisms. And that slaughterhouse waste contains every tissue that an animal has. And once we've got that culture fully developed, we try to strain out the garbage, you know, at least growing material. But since, for example, in the case of diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, these are large bacterium. So the screening process that we use, or the filtering process, takes a large gauge screen. You understand what I mean by large gauge? That's a screen with a big hole.
Right.
So particles of the animal's tissues come through. That includes myelin sheath for the MS sufferers, ultimately. That includes myosin, the muscle tissue fibers. That includes, just let me say it simply, any tissue of the body can be presented in the vaccine. And since I'd worked with the Jarvik team on the Jarvik heart, my responsibility was to determine how the body reacted to any material we placed into it. In other words, could we put metal in there? Could we put plastic in there? Could we put, glass, ceramic, whatever? Or how about this? Could we take another animal's tissue or another human's tissue and put it inside the body? How would the body react? Well, what was bizarre, we learned right away, I learned, that as soon as you put an animal tissue into the body directly in a transplant, the body acted violently to remove that tissue. That's called rejection. And this is the great evil of the vaccine industry. It's now they are causing a transplant situation, and your body is so offended by that material that's like it but not it, it goes into a violent rejection process. It destroys the foreign material, but it also, by default, especially if you have an immune system that's been injured by any other chemical, like Roundup, then that the antibodies will attack your own tissue. Let's use the example of MS for my dear friend who argues with me. When he got that vaccination or that inoculation for his allergies, right? And by the way, I don't think that's the only thing that triggered that off, but an allergy shot is going to contain animal tissue. And if that animal tissue includes myelin sheath, then your body will build antibodies to attack that foreign myelin sheath and destroy it because it's not yours and your body does not want to be corrupted. It's like God the Father. It only accepts purity. Sorry to make that example. But no, I'm
understood.
Not. See, the body is like a temple, and the temple is not supposed to be corrupted. There's not supposed to be anything vile put in it, because it was created by the supreme scientist of the universe. So when you take these vaccines and you shoot them into your body, sure, the mercury is going to cause the dendrites in the brain to retract. Then you end up with autism or diminished mental abilities. But over the course of time, when you get that vaccine, this animal tissue that goes in with it stimulates the production of antibodies, and generally you succeed in surviving that assault. But guess what happens to the antibodies once they've done their job? They are taken back to the spleen, and they are stored there. And you have billions of antibodies that are in storage, like a car in a garage. And then the next time your body experiences an invasion or an incursion of that animal tissue, like myelin sheath, the spleen empties out those myelin sheath antibodies. They attack the myelin sheath that you've consumed, or the heart transplant that carries that too, or any way that tissue gets into your body, sneaking past your liver and getting into your bloodstream. Then that battalion of antibodies for myelin sheath are released from the spleen. They scour through your body, destroying or denaturing, lysing, breaking down is the best way I guess I can describe it. The foreign myelin sheath. But at the same time, it sees your myelin sheath like the impaired vision SWAT team member, and it destroys your myelin sheath at the same time it is intended to destroy the foreign myelin sheath. So
understood.
Guess what you have?
Excellent presentation. Yes. Now, can you define that? What is the word myelin sheath? What is? Can you? I'm not real familiar with that. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Myelin sheath is the lipoprotein that covers the nerves in your brain and in your nervous system. And when you strip the insulation off the wires of your nerves, that's myelin sheath. It's the protective coating, keeping one nerve from shorting to another. And Wes, you know the experience. When you can't control all of the muscles because you've got a cross-firing of signals from your brain trying to talk to one muscle, but it ends up talking to another because the wires have lost their insulation. And all of that evil of MS and muscular dystrophy and lupus and diabetes, number one, and all of these things that are autoimmune diseases, and your doctors say, oh, you have an autoimmune disease. We don't know the cause, and we don't have a cure. We'll just medicate you to death. They'll do the Weston Price garbage on you. They will lie to you, say there is no cure. But you know what? There is a cure. Stop triggering the release of those antibodies from your spleen. That means you will not ever introduce a foreign tissue that contains myelin sheath. And see, Montel Williams is one of my victims. Alan Osmond, the brother of Donnie Osmond, he came to me with his MS. And he was in a wheelchair, you know, having all the tremors and all the dysfunction of speech and muscle function. It comes with it when you've got cross-signaling through the nerves. And Alan Osmond said, Tom, what do I do? And I said, Alan, are you ready for this? I said, return to the Garden of Eden. There was no MS. There was no muscular dystrophy. There was none of this garbage in the Garden of Eden because the body was given the right materials. It was not corrupted with the animal tissues. And I know this is hard for people to hear. I am a former rancher dairyman. I raised organically grown cattle, and my father and I, we grew organic chicken. But guess what? That didn't preserve our family members from suffering from the diseases when they became virulent, even though we did have a better immune protection because of the contact with those animals. So the Sloan Kettering boys, the Rockefeller Foundation, and see Rockefeller University, all these people deep in the system, they know this. But because they want to make money and also because they want to thin the population out. Oh, I sound like I'm a kook, right?
No, they've said
it. They want to get rid of you. And see, Henry Kissinger is still alive. David Rockefeller made it to 101. What did they know? They know what I know, because I was part of their program. At 49, turning 50, I laid on the steel table myself because I was ignorant.
Right.
Yet I had also been raised in a very religious family, and I thought I understood the words of God and Christ. But it wasn't until I laid on that table that I was face to face with death, and I had my own children, and we had several other foster kids through our faith, not through the state, in my care. And I begged with the angels or the spirits at that time, you know, this is my little twist on my experience. They said, I cannot stay dead. I have to go back because now I have to teach my family what I know, what I've always known. You see, that's the sad thing. We know truth. We see it in nature. But then we listen to the television and we read the crap coming out of the, National Health Institute with Weston Price and with Sally Fallon and all these other characters. You know, I don't know if I mentioned to you, Eric, but when I walk into some of these symposiums or whatever, or somebody's selling a program or a product, I always walk in backwards. So the first thing I see is the product that are on the table, the books that are on the table, and of course there's always a cashier next to them, right? Does God have a cashier and a shelf of books or products to sell?
Right.
Or does he just tell you how to be, sovereign? See, the most important constitution we have to preserve is our own, the constitution of the body. And, of course, our brains are dependent servants of our body. I mean, the body provides nutrients or the toxins for the brain. And as patriots, you need to have that brain. You need to have your health to do battle, don't you? And my great heartbreak is I turn around and see all my patriot buddies and friends. Their bodies are coming apart on them. They're fighting for the Constitution, but they haven't understood their own Constitution.
Right. You can have all the ammo and food you want, but if you can't run up a hill, you're kind of screwed.
That's what I told Eustace Mullins and Cleon Skousen, who was my dear friend, and Ezra Taft Benson included, because he was the Secretary of Agriculture when I was involved in the profession. By the way, Mad Cow had its beginnings, at least its identifiable beginnings, in Bakersfield, California, or Stockton, California. In the late 60s, we knew about it then, yet you have never been told a word about it, have you?
No. And I have a question for you, Tom. It occurred to me when you were explaining, for somebody, for a young person, or maybe whoever, however old, whatever age, that has never been vaccinated for anything, is the risk of the interaction with the animal products far reduced in that case, or once again increased if for someone who's never had taken that animal tissue in through the needle that bypassed the liver that went to your spleen that gets released every time you reintroduce similar tissue, and like a blind SWAT team member, it enters the room, shoots everything there, and doesn't know the difference. So I understood that part. But is the risk of animal consumption reduced for somebody who's never been vaccinated?
If they've had contact for a lifetime, if they were breastfed.
Right.
Remember, the most important inoculation you can ever have or immunization is from your own mother. And if then you've been, able to have contact with the animals, your pets, or the livestock in your community, that develops your immunity, and it's not a dangerous way of doing it.
Right, the danger, right, right, okay.
The danger, again, is when you have the raw material put into your body before you've developed an immunity.
Right, right, right. Especially, God, at that young age, my God, they're requiring shots to infants. Think about that. That's just, it's obviously, you know, like Tom said, we kind of hate to go there because there's a large, you know, chunk of the population that says, oh, you're kooky if you talk about population reduction. Well, Ted Turner said there's too many useless eaters on the planet. Those were his words, not Eric the Freedom Streamer. Let's see. Prince Philip said, after I die, I want to come back in my next life as a virus and kill off 80% of the people on the planet. That was him. I didn't say that. Jacques Cousteau, I heard him say it in his own words with the French accent. It would be horrible to think about killing 350,000 people a day. It would be even worse not to do it. He used to say...
Brian Avengers? Brian Avengers, please.
Who else?
Brian Avengers, may I?
Yes, please.
Yeah, real quick. I mean, he mentioned Rockefeller. I think old John D. and the Rockefeller family, but John D., for sure, he got every day of his life, he bought colostrum milk from mothers who had just had babies. He had a supply 365 days a year around New York from mother's milk. Not the milk, but the colostrum. How you?
Interesting. We're coming up towards the end of the show. Tom, go ahead, Tom.
See, what do they know that they made sure you did not know?
Oh, boy. The list is long, lengthy.
See, if I own the banks, I own the universities, I own the medical system, I own everything, and I'm going to keep you as ignorant as possible so that you how you participate, you provide your own demise.
Yeah, and you left out the media. Don't forget the corporate media that doesn't want you to hear this information. So I hope you people can appreciate that Tom takes risk and comes forward with this valuable information. And continue, Tom. Got about 3 minutes.
Well, referring to the media, let's make sure they realize that they see the fast food and the crap food advertised on the TV, and right after it, they see the medical advertisements, the pharmaceuticals, the drugs.
It's a vicious circle. And the cycle of slavery repeats. I mean, you want to talk about a beast feeding itself through the people's ignorance. Yeah, create the problem. That's the Hegelian dialectic. Create the problem through the vaccine, garbage in the vaccines and the garbage in the food and the GMO, the genetically modified food, genetically manipulated, I like to call it. And get people broken down and sick through that. Of course, the medical establishment just drug them up, can push more meds. Doctors aren't really trained in health anymore. They're trained in trauma. Doctors are good for stitching an arm back on after it gets cut off in an accident. That's about it. Everything else, they're not trained in health. And like Tom said, when the Rockefellers took over the institutions of learning, they got rid of most of the holistic colleges and everything switched over to pharmakia, which is based on the original Greek word for sorcery and magic, and that's all it is. So we encourage people to get back to the natural way of eating and running your life. The old way is the healthy way. That's the long and short of this entire broadcast, I think, tonight. We thank Tom so much for being with us, and Gary Blackwell, Daniel Leach, and all his listeners at Single Parents Helping Single Parents. I'll say it. I would never stick it from here. I mean, I've had shots in the past that were beyond my control because I was younger, but never would I ever. Whatever they're telling you is dangerous out there is far less of a threat than what's in that needle going in your arm. What is going in that needle in your child's arm is far worse than anything, any fear. Don't submit to the fear. Don't submit to the intimidation when the school system tries to strong-arm you. Stand on your grounds. Do your research. Look at the legal court cases. Bind together with other parents if you have to go into the witch's court. Ergo, courtroomwatch.com and the courtroom observers who go with each other into court in large groups. The only thing that the witch's court respects, and they're the ones who are going to enforce, whether it's vaccine mandatory or vaccine up to your discretion or your choice. And that's what we're coming down to. California is already about to or has passed legislation making it mandatory for a huge chunk of the population, if not everybody. They're already doing it in most schools. So once again, don't submit to the fear. Realize what's in the needle is far worse than anything floating around out there. Have natural contact with animals in the younger years. Don't be afraid of the mild germ or the little piece of dirt, because that stimulates natural antibodies, so you won't have to take what's in the needle, which builds up in your spleen and re-releases for your entire life. And in another show, we may pick Tom's brain on with the cancer situation that comes from the vaccines as well. But long and short, join us once again tomorrow night on Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thanks, Gary, Daniel, Tom, and all you listeners out there. Join us once again on Resurrect the Republic tomorrow on the RBN Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.